Hi, this is Bruce. I'm back with head men's hockey coach Ben Barr. The Black Bears come off a sweep of a very aggressive and very energetic team from Stonehill. What are your main takeaways from the weekend?
There are two really good games, which watching them, you know, I think we expected. A lot of credit to them and how they played. They play a way that lets them compete every night, and that's we've gone through that here, and they play really hard. They're always defensively in the right place, so you have to go and beat them. And luckily we found a way to do that both nights, but it wasn't easy, and it was a good test for us. And we had some guys do some really good things, and then our weaknesses showed up too. So we'll take it and move on.
I thought on the Sunday game that what was really interesting was you only had one penalty, that they've been trying to get under your skin all weekend. I mean, which is what good teams like that do. They have to try and get on.
Yeah.
And so it was discipline and focus, and you got a chance to see an entire game out of Patrick Berzins, your goalie from Latvia, who looked pretty solid most of the time. I mean, maybe you wanted one or two of them back, but...
Yeah, I mean, the first one was ugly, yeah. Face-off there, but watching it again, it hit Brandon Chabrier in the thigh and deflected in. So, that wasn't him. That wasn't on him. And the second one's a 2-on-1, so you can't blame that when you allow the cross, the cross crease pass there. So, I thought he showed well, and it was good to see him get a start.
Yeah, and you had some other people who haven't played much or at all this year. Thomas Bichette got his first goal. Mm-hmm. He looks like he belongs out there working. Seems to be getting better all the time.
Yeah, he's a kid that he's been kind of the odd man out, for half the games this year. And it's, and then every time he plays, he plays well. It's, it's just, we've been very deep up front, so... him and Nick Niemo played great both nights. Those were really positive things, and those guys can build off of it. We can build off of it as a team. Obviously, Linden's going to be out for a little while, and Komarov went out there on Sunday, and so it's good to know that you have up front other guys that can go in and help you.
Yeah, and seeing Niemo, who we saw play last year, get a goal and play well was great. One of the things that I noticed, especially on Saturday, was that there was a lot of dump and chase from them. They like to fire the puck deep, and it was stalling your breakout and getting hemmed in the zone every once in a while. What's the best way to attack that problem?
They're doing what they have to do to be competitive in
right.
the game. So they're going to dump, and then... If we're not willing to do the same and try to stick handle through four or five guys through the neutral zone, then they're going to frustrate you and they're going to remain in the game, which they did, And the first night, I think the game, we played really well in the first period, up 2-0. It probably could have been 3-4-5-0.
Yeah.
We take a really selfish, undisciplined penalty right at the end of the period. They score. As that penalty is expired to start the second, and it really kind of changed the whole game, and that has nothing to do with any X's and O's stuff. That's a culture thing that is totally unacceptable for us, and we'll learn. And we've had those moments, and those are things that come up that we learn from as a team. But at times we were willing to just say, we're going to chip the puck and go forecheck, and then there were times where. That's not the most fun thing to do, so let's turn it back and do a spinorama and turn the puck over to them, and then they get a little bit of momentum, and when we do that, we probably did it 75% of the time in the weekend, good things happen when we're in the offensive zone, and we're a tough team to handle in the offensive zone, but getting to the offensive zone isn't easy against a team that's gonna sit back and make you come through them, and that's what they do in the forecheck, they do that in the neutral zone. So I think that's what you saw.
Yeah, a lot of times they were sending one guy in and bringing four back and just almost playing like a trap.
Yeah.
It was a great moment on Sunday. I thought it was one of the finest moments I've seen at the Alpine Arena. And That was after giving them all the sieve chance, and they're all your fault, that former main goalie, Connor Andrulowicz. I never knew whether he said Andrulowicz or Andrulowicz at different
times. I'm not sure I do either.
Right.
We just called him Andro.
Andro. When he went off the ice, I mean, all your players greeted him. And to hear the kids in the student section chanting, Andro, 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 and him getting a wave to the crowd, I thought, we've come back to where we should be at Maine Hockey. We've established that it's about winning, it's about playing hard, but it's also about recognizing who you're playing against and showing them respect. And I thought that was I saw that late in the game on Sunday when you're up by two and you could see guys being a little more cautious with the puck and being a little smarter maybe in the defensive end. Is that that part of learning to win, or is that part of just part of good, solid hockey thinking?
Well, I'm not so sure we had good, solid hockey. You know, we're up 4-1 in that game, and then we shoot ourselves in the face with a panic moment that gives them a 2-on-1, and they score and make it 4-2, and now a turn. And then they had some ozone time after that. So, like, I don't think there was a lot of anything thinking about that, about, you know, how that game ended. I thought we were playing really well in the third period, scored that goal to go 4-1, and then we have just a mental meltdown by, you know, some of our veterans on the back end there. So it's, you know, those type of things are you know, we have to be able to fix it, you know, to get through those things. And you know, we've talked about that, you know, after the BC series and that kind of stuff, and it was, you know, a little similar this week. But, you know, I think, you know, the Andro thing, our guys have a ton of respect for him, as do I think the community around here, because he was here for 4 years. Yeah. Didn't always get a chance to play a lot behind, whether it was Victor or Matt Thiessen and then Elbin. But when he did, he always went out and gave it. And the guys and our team recognized that. He did that every day in practice for 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's a phenomenal kid. He's a great culture guy. Really awesome to see him get a chance to be a number one goalie somewhere. And I thought he played really, really well. So there's a ton of respect for him.
Oh, yeah. He sure did. He was under siege quite a bit. Now, you're off till the 29th. You'll be down in Portland. Game sold out. And you play in Bentley, who has been a thorn in our side in the past when we've treated them perhaps too lightly in the distant past. There are pros and cons to such a long layoff, I would think. One is you want to be playing. The pro might be that anybody who's dinged up gets a chance to get healthy. How do you address that long layoff?
I mean, you deal with it every year. We have to thrive in it. You know, I think it's a good time for, I mean, our guys have been going out, not necessarily on the ice with the coaching staff, but they've been here since July, beginning of July. Basically, you know, really going all day every day, and that's there's a mental aspect of that where I think it's good to refresh. Not that other teams aren't doing the same, but I think this group, they put a lot on themselves. They're very locked in for the most part. Most of the players, and I think it's their job, and it's who they are, what they do. They go to school and they play hockey, and you know, like when you're wound really tight like that, all, you know, for 5-6 months in a row, it's good to be able to, okay, I got a week or two to, you know, hopefully get my mind right again and then get back to being. So we have to use it as a positive. Everyone deals with the same thing at this time of the year, and you know, I hope we're veteran enough and we're mature enough to use it as a positive and you know, keep our bodies in a good spot, but also give our minds a little bit of a rest, so we're ready for that because it, you know, the second half of the season is you know, obviously a grind. So
yeah.
So we have to be ready for it.
Well, we're looking forward to Bentley. We're looking forward to seeing Denver come to town. And certainly looking forward to the second half of the season and the Hockey East stretch. And I want to thank you for being so honest and straight up. I don't know the future of actually how downtown's going to work. We'll come back in some way. But it's been a real pleasure and an honor.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it every week coming here and chatting with me.
I wouldn't miss it.
Figured out anything about what's going
to
happen there?
No, we haven't, and I